This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I never read any books by a man by the name of Kurt Vonnegut. All I know about Kurt Vonnegut is he grew up in Dresden, Germany. Kurt Vonnegut was there, I believe, when the bombing of Dresden took place in, I think, February of 1945. People that lived in Dresden thought their city would never be bombed. It was the cultural center of Germany, art center, music center, and there were people who said Germany will never be bombed. Why? The world would suffer too much, a loss. And then in February of 1945, 700 or 800 British Lancasters took off from England February 9th and bombed the daylight, so to speak, out of Dresden. And the next morning, 400 or 500 B-17s from the 8th Air Force bombed it again, and the city was literally wiped off the map. And Kurt Vonnegut survived that. But he wrote a book later on with this title, God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater. Mr. Rosewater was a successful businessman, entrepreneur, but he recognizes that his son, Elliot, doesn't have the brains or the talent to be hugely successful. So get the picture. You got a successful businessman named Mr. Rosewater. He has a son named Elliot who's not the smartest person in the world, and he's worried about his son not making it and following in his footsteps. So Mr. Rosewater Sr. is having a talk with his son, Elliot. He's having a talk to give him some advice for the future, and he pulls his son aside and he says this, and he thinks this is really a great thought to give to Elliot. Elliot, someday a large sum of money will change hands. Elliot, someday a large amount of money is going to change hands. Make sure you're in the middle of that. That was his advice to his son. Elliot, someday a large amount of money is going to change hands. Make sure you're in the middle of that. Do you know what the most spiritual advice that a father or mother could give to a son or daughter? Son or daughter, someday the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is going to come back to claim his own. Make sure you're in the middle of that. Someday this world is going to end, and the only thing that's going to endure forever, according to the book of Isaiah, is the Word of God. That's the only thing that lasts. And be sure that you're in the middle of that. Someday this world is going to end as we know it, and that what will matter is an eternity with Christ or an eternity without him. Make sure you're in the middle of that. That is the most godly advice you can give to a son or daughter. I don't know what God's will for your life is in terms of success, but I do know God's will for your life is that you humbly love him and you humbly serve him. I don't know what God plans for your future. I don't know what he's thinking about for you for the next 5 years, the next 10 years, the next 20 years or 30 years. I do know that he wants you to humble yourself to the place of a servant because that's what his son did. Philippians says that Jesus humbled himself, taking on the form of a servant, and he humbled himself to the point of what? The point of a cross. A cross that he endured for you and for me. I don't know what's happened in your past. I don't know how much water has gone under the bridge with you, but I want to tell you this. Whatever's happened in your life can be placed under what the Bible says is the blood of Christ. I don't care if you think, well, you've got something in your life that's unforgivable. You need to know that if that's true, that it's not forgivable, then Jesus died for nothing. You do know that, don't you? And sometimes I think it's almost a form of arrogance to say, well, I've got a sin that God just couldn't forgive. That's arrogance. The blood of Christ covers all sin. All your sin and all of my sin. And the most important thing is to know the one who brought a little child and said, you want to be great? Humble yourself to serve that child. Welcome that child in my name. Because Jesus said this. This is really intriguing, the pattern here. He said, you welcome that child. Number one, you welcome me. But you not only welcome me, you welcome the one who sent me, the Father. It does make a difference how you treat people.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.